When you're a child and sort of word went out that people needed help or something, I mean, did everyone have phones or was it just
run over
to the neighbours?
No, we had phones. We weren't quite that primitive. Yeah. No, but we had a party line with the neighbour for many, 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 many years. And it was always, you'd pick it up and hear someone talking, or they'd pick it up and go, working. So it wasn't like an operator or anything, but you had two people sharing the one line. So when we became teenagers, it must have driven them crazy because we were on the phone for hours on end. So it means with someone else is ringing in that you can engage sound. But no, everyone has phones and cars and stuff, and it wasn't quite that sort of, it wasn't that long ago, but you just get on the phone or call round or whatever. Yeah. And as I say, the Guild was a good starting point because they had, lists of people who they could call on. But the word just goes out, honestly. You can't do one thing at one end of the valley and someone will know at the other end. It's because people are meeting up all the time or stopping and having a chat in the middle of the road or whatever. So, nothing much gets missed down here. So.
And when you were a child, what sorts of things would you go into town for?
Well, if it was a special occasion, so if it was, say, your birthday or something, I can remember for my 16th birthday, my big treat was to get dressed up, and because you always got dressed up when you went to town. You wouldn't be seen dead in old clothes for around home, so you always got dressed up. Even just to go to Johnsonville, you got dressed up. And even now, you still sort of get out of your really old dungarees and get dressed up. So for my 16th birthday, the big treat was I got dropped at the station in Johnsonville, got the train into town, and I walked around town shopping for the day, then came home. So, but we'd go in once a year, twice a year, maybe for a film. Going to the movies was a huge thing. We'd occasionally go to something like the zoo or whatever. But it was 99.9% of the time, it was do your own thing at home. Nobody was there to sort of say, why don't we do this jigsaw puzzle together or whatever. It's always, we always had our own projects, our own stuff. So, and I guess we made our own fun too, to a certain extent, because it was, my brother had quite a few boys of his age around there. So if I wasn't doing anything particularly, I'd be going playing with them. And they'd sort of do boy stuff like, blowing up banks and things. But I really noticed the difference with my own son, who's six. If he has friends from Johnsonville who come and play here, they just want to stay inside and do stuff. I mean, once a week he plays with three other boys from the valley, and the difference is huge. They're out there. They don't care if there's not a parent watching over. They're out there running. They're sliding down the hills and climbing trees and falling in the ponds and in the rivers, and they're just doing what boys need to do. They're just running wild. And that's sort of what we did. And in fact, they're actually quite sanitised compared to how we were. Because I would be very sure my mother wouldn't have any idea where we were from 3 o'clock to dinner time. She probably had a vague idea, but I'd be on my horse way up in the hills somewhere. So, and I think, talking to a lot of people, the rule was, as long as you're home by dark, that's fine. Okay. It was okay. And you could just about be anywhere, really. Because, there just wasn't that same paranoia that there seems to be today. And for reasonable reason, too. I think, there's certainly times have changed a lot with children and them being out on their own and what have you. But, it was a very, very different world from when I grew up to now. Very, very different. And
were there any sort of particular adults in the community that influenced you at all growing up?
Oh, definitely. And I guess, our neighbour, Helen Rotman, who is a very, very colourful character, she was actually a doctor. She had a PhD in marine biology, and she was a very clever woman. But she had so many animals. You name it, Helen had it, and they were everywhere. She had thousands of chooks and ducks and things. They just kept multiplying, and donkeys and axolotls, and she had ferrets, and she had parrots, and literally just about everything. And I, as a young girl, I used to go and help her feed them every night. So I would, quarter to five every night, I'd be up there cleaning out water bowls and stuff, and that was a huge influence because I knew right from an early age I wanted to be a vet, and that's what I ended up being. And And I guess that, you know, it taught me a hell of a lot, not just about how to look after animals, but there's certainly the empathy with animals. And but it also taught a lot about responsibility for turning up, because every day, Christmas Day, your birthday, they all needed to be fed, day or night. And that's why I think having horses for kids is great, because it doesn't matter whether it's, you know, you feel like it or you're not, they still have to be brushed, groomed, fed, watered, whatever. Covers on, covers off. So yes, Helen was a huge influence, and certainly for my brother, our neighbour, Larry Purchase, he was a real father figure and mentor for my brother, and he was into electrical engineering, and that's where my brother sort of went down that line as well. So and I guess too, I think that whole can-do approach, pretty much, which was what everybody did in the valley, is like farming communities. Farmers are very much can-do people. It's like, oh, well, you know, tree fall, no, I'll just move it. It wasn't like ring some contractor and do it. It's if there's a problem, well, you fix it and you just carry on. So, and that's that typical Kiwi can-do attitude, and it was very much alive and well there. And as a community, you expect it to be like that. So I guess there was some single mentors, but I guess the whole community was a group mentor in a lot of ways too. As I say, the school was such a focus that the children were so, made to feel so important, and families, it was very much family based as well, which is what I guess tribes are like, aren't they? You know, sort of community / tribe type of thing, and everyone looked out for everybody else. So I think now, you know, with suburbs and suburbia, a lot of people don't even know who their neighbours are. And that real tribe, that community feel, is just not there a lot of the time. And there's certainly a lot of attempt to bring it back together. I think the schools are starting to be more inclusive with community, and there's sort of gardening initiatives bringing groups, communities together, which is absolutely fantastic. And it's certainly a move in the right direction. And certainly here in the valley, there's been huge division with this whole wind farm thing. But underlying, there is still that community. I think if doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on, people would still be there to help each other. It's just a bit sad at the moment for that